items. Let's start the podcast so I don't forget to do that. We've got Wisconsin. Good morning, Linda, Denise. Hello, everyone. Sarah, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Dodie, I saw you come in. Good morning. Oh, my goodness. Okay. You can find out everything you want to know about us at thecoffeechatshow.com. And Tracy just dropped, Tracy just dropped that link. Good morning, Sandra. Good morning, Kelly. Morning, everyone. This is the Coffee Chat Show. We are here every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern with the occasional break every now and again. We will be doing a second edition of the Coffee Chat Show sometimes in the evenings, and I will be bringing guests in to talk to you about things like health and well-being and just other stuff that we don't necessarily talk about on Saturday mornings, right? So, you know, how to take better care of yourself and some of the things that we address lightly. But I'm going to bring in some friends of mine to help you just learn more about all those things, starting your own business, side hustle, branding yourself if you want to start a business, other ways to make income, what makes a great resume, just all kinds of things that I think will be helpful information. So just to keep the integrity of the actual coffee chat, we'll do that in evening sessions, and it'll be maybe once or twice a month. Also, we will start doing some virtual live workshops, probably in the fall. So those will look like they'll be maybe over a weekend, or maybe they'll be, you know, 5 to 6 hours on a one day, or maybe they'll be 4 hours, depending on what we're covering. Gonna do like a business boot camp for those of you that are interested in kind of starting your own business and you have no idea where to start. Probably we'll do some stuff about changing your story for your life. You know, just more of the same, but more intensive, and a way to work with me in a very small setting. So I'm probably gonna keep those to about 15 people so that I can see you all on the first, we can all see each other on the first sheet of like a Zoom page. And we'll set up Eventbrite links and you'll be able to buy tickets and all that. So point being is, if you want to learn about all the different stuff that we're going to start dropping in, you may want to subscribe to our newsletter. We do not sell that. We do not allow advertisers into it. We do not solicit you. We do not give that to anybody. So if you would like to get our newsletter, which probably is going to come once a month, maybe twice a month if I blog that often, there'll be a pre-release of the new book, which is going to come out for my birthday. So you guys on the newsletter list will be the first people to hear about that. You'll also be the first people to get offered to sign up for anything that I do live, because we're going to keep these coaching live events very small, 15 people. You on our newsletter list will be the first people to hear about it and the first people with the opportunity to register before we release it out to the whole audience. So just, I've had a lot of requests for me to coach people. Honestly, I just don't have the time to coach individual people. So I think doing these small virtual events, makes sense for those of you that are interested in getting a little bit deeper into, you know, what we're talking about, or getting, you know, actual work done because you have a goal or you want to work on a project or whatever. So those are my laundry list updates. Go to thecoffeechatshow.com and you can check all that out there. So last week we were talking about the story that you are telling yourself. I was recommending to you Kendra Hall's book. And I don't know how many of you might have got the book or are delving into it like I am. The main point of the conversation last week and the main point of the whole conversation about story is that often there is a conversation or a story that's from the past or even from the present that's running us underneath everything, which makes it really difficult for you to achieve the result that you want to achieve because you're unconsciously stuck in a story from the past. In order to get from where you... Good morning, Andrea, Barbara. Hi, everybody. I see you all rolling in. In order to get from where you want to, where you are to where you want to go, You've got to first figure out what you're saying to yourself. You have to figure out what that story is. Tracy just dropped the link. It's a great book. It's another way. I talk about it like a conversation that's underneath everything running you. Kendra Hall talks about it like a story. She also gives some definitive steps to shift that story for yourself. So this particular conversation is one that I've been having with you guys since 2014, since Coffee Chat started. You cannot break through something or have a new result if you have no idea what's in your way. If you have no idea that you're being stopped by something, it's really hard for you to figure out a way around it, right? If you don't know that it exists. So self-defeating conversations look like money doesn't grow on trees. I have to get all the bang for my buck because we don't have enough. I have to buy you favor, you know, presents so that you'll like me. I'm lucky to get your attention. Why would, you know, you want to pay attention to someone like me? My opinion doesn't matter. Like that. Whatever stories you may have, whatever conversations somebody might have said to you growing up, and you took that and you did something with it, and now you're moving forward in your life, but you're kind of stuck. And you can't figure out, you might be like saying all the affirmations, and you may have changed all your habits, and you're really striving to get from where you are to where you want to go, and you just can't seem to get beyond that. Tracy said one of her conversations is he leaves. Good morning, Lynn Marie. So for any of you that have been following along, if you want to drop your conversation into the comments so people can get an idea of what I'm talking about, there's those of you that I watch every Saturday and you're working this right along with me. So Dodie says money doesn't grow on trees is one of hers. I know there's a lot of them that dig into the whole self-worth issue, right? If when you were younger. I had one person tell me that she came from a family of boys and she was the only girl. So there were some conversations that were running her underneath everything about that. So my favorite way to show you kind of how this works is my conversation about the rotting fruit in the refrigerator, right? Or the rotting something in the refrigerator. So if your refrigerator is pristine and you have something that's rotten, stuck back, tucked in a drawer in the back of the shelf, can't be seen when you open the door, you have no idea, and you put fresh food in there and the food keeps spoiling and you have no idea why. You change the baking soda or you put baking soda in there, you can't figure it out. Until you do a thorough cleansing of the fridge and open, you know, pull out all the drawers and delve into all the backs of the shelves and move all the bottles on the side door and all that stuff. And so when you do that, you find there's, you know, maybe a piece of rotting fruit or something that's rotten, stuck way in the back that you couldn't see right away. And that is contaminating all the fresh food that you keep putting into your refrigerator. So that's what happens in your life, right? You have a conversation or an old story, an old conversation, or even a new conversation that you keep telling yourself. I keep alive the conversation that I can't seem to get myself in check with the to-do list and getting into the gym 4 days a week and keeping my desk clean. And I actually have caught myself from reading Kendra Hall's book that I constantly tell that story. I tell it to you guys. I tell it to Tracy. I tell it to my husband. I tell it to the people I work with. And every time I tell it, I make it more real. So I've decided I'm going to come up with a whole new story in regards to all that. Your story, your old conversation, that will trap you. It traps you in the past because you aren't recognizing it. And if you can't recognize it, you can't do anything about it to change it. So last week I was encouraging you and I'm still encouraging you. And I realize we don't have a lot of people watching this morning because it's Memorial Day weekend. But as always, the show will go up and people will be able to watch it later. I encourage you to take, we're at the end of May almost. I encourage you to really dig in and look at the stories that are in your way, that are stopping you, the conversations that are running underneath everything that are in your way of getting what you want. getting to where you want to be, having you meet the goals that you desire to meet for yourself. I encourage you to write the stories down so that you can bring them to consciousness. And then, you know, June 1st is coming next week. We have the opportunity to, you know... Oh, hello, Jude Berry. One of my girlfriends just popped in. Hello there. I encourage you to do this work. It's June 1st coming up. So we have June, July, August, September, October, November, December. We've got 7 months to go in the year. 5 months have already passed. Take a look at what you wanted for yourself at the beginning of the year. Take stock of where you are with that. Think about maybe what conversations you're telling yourself that are in the way of you achieving what you want to achieve. We're not halfway done yet. You still have time. So if you feel like, or if you have a story that you haven't made much progress or it isn't looking the way that you want it to, you have the ability to shift that for yourself. You have a couple of days before June 1st to really just take a strong stance, you know, with delving in and digging out those conversations and stories that are no longer working for you. So in the interest of my coaching hat, I would ask you some questions. I would say to you, what is the price that you're paying for the story that you have running or the conversation that you have running? What's the cost of keeping that story alive? What's the cost of not creating a new story? Everything has a cost. Everything. Even the good stuff. You pay a price for everything, okay? And you just have to decide if it's worth it. So ask yourself, write the stories down. Get a notebook. You know, we tell you this. With Coffee Chat, you should just have a notebook. We're actually thinking of maybe, you know, coming up with a notebook that we start sending out as part of the free swag. And the first 5 people that email me some of the stories that you've discovered, some of the conversations that you've discovered running underneath everything, we will send you. There are new t-shirts on the way. I still have the t-shirts from the first run of the year. We will send you a swag package. So the first 5 people to email me and include your mailing address, please. Tell me what stories you are uncovering. What are the conversations that you've been digging into uncovering for yourself? Get a notebook. Write it down. Tracy just dropped something in here that there's power in writing it down. There's power in the pen, which is true. We've got people watching from Ghana this morning and Florida and all over the place. Indiana. I recognize that it's the first day of Memorial Day weekend and we probably lost a lot of you too, you know, whatever you're doing for the holiday, which is fine. The show will go up and it will sit there and y'all can watch it whenever you have time. What are the stories that are holding you back? What are the conversations that are underneath everything running you? Is it that you don't deserve to be successful? Is it that you're not smart enough? Is it that you're not thin enough? Is it that you're not accomplished enough? Is it that you grew up with nothing and who are you to want, you know, something different? Whatever. Debbie says, write it down, make it happen. A book, Debbie, is that a name of a book that you read? Write it down, make it happen. A book I read years ago in holistic health school. Okay, that might be a good book to investigate, you guys. Write it down, make it happen. Brianne, it's her first time. Good morning, Brianne. I'm so excited that you're catching us for the very first time. It's always nice to see that there's people that don't realize we do this. And then they do, and then they start watching, so that's always fun for me. Good morning, Norma, Christy. So, Kirsty. I need more coffee, you guys. Literally, I don't know if whoever joined us at the beginning, but I finished getting ready in like 4 minutes. I don't know how I lost track of time this morning, but I did. Notebook. Story. What is the conversation underneath everything that's running me? What is the story or stories that I'm telling myself? What is the price of those stories? What is the cost to me for continuing to keep those stories and conversations alive? over the next few weeks, we're going to keep talking about, you know, discovering that and then how to create the new conversations for yourself and how to move forward out of that. Last week, we sort of reintroduced this conversation based on the fact that I started reading Kendra Hall's book and that the fact that the week before I was talking to you about the conversations that are underneath everything running you, and then I started her book and I thought it was great and I wanted to share it with you guys. So this will be, I would call it, we're probably in a 4-week period here where we're really digging into what's the story and how do you change that story? I don't think that everyone recognizes the power that they possess, right? Remember in The Wizard of Oz when the Good Witch told Dorothy you had the power all along? It's like that. You have the power to change your life. You could change your life right this second. You could decide this far and no further. My life from this point forward, I'm going to do it different. And then you could walk that out and decide what those differences are. You have all the power. All of it. You gain more power when you start recognizing what's in your way, when you start writing down what's in your way, when you start listing out what's stopping you. We've got company this weekend. Hello, company up there. Would you guys mind going into another room and shutting the door? Because I don't think everybody wants to hear you. They don't realize how good these speakers are. It picks up everything. They're not listening to me. Tracy, would you, can you call them and tell them to move? All right, so stories, your stories. You want to write them down, recognize what they are. It's really hard to shift or change anything when you don't recognize what it is, right? When you don't recognize what's stopping you, it's really difficult to shift anything. So you really have to be willing to examine it, notice it, and write it down. Write it down, write it down, write it down. When you write it down and it's in front of you and you can see it, there's an opportunity for you to shift it. It's really difficult to make any change on something when you don't know it exists, right? When you can't see it. So I'm really encouraging you to grab a notebook and start to write stuff down. So when you start writing things down, you can have some recognition of what's in your way and what's stopping you. And then you can start to think about how you might want to shift out of that, or a new conversation or a new story that you might want to tell yourself, right? So I really am encouraging you to do that. I'm encouraging you to grab a notebook and start to dig into this. And over the next couple of weeks, we will keep talking about this. We kind of like go back, we loop back a little bit for a couple episodes, and then we kind of go forward, right? So we'll give you sort of a path and a trajectory to how to create new conversations and new stories for yourself. You have all the power here. And the power that you have is you manifest things based on your ability to raise your vibration, right? Tracy says your awareness changes once you ask the question, and she's right. Sometimes all you have to do is write the question down. So you could simply get a notebook, a blank piece of paper, and say, what's in my way? What are the stories that I'm telling myself? What's in my way? And then you could start to answer that question for yourself, right? What's in my way? What's stopping me? What are the stories that I'm telling myself? How can I move myself out of this? What are the conversations that are holding me back? And then you just keep that open, and as answers come to you, you write them down. So as I was reading Kendra's book, I wrote down, you know, I'm pretty adept at figuring this stuff out. I've been doing this work a long time, right? Since I was like 12, 13 years old. So I asked myself, what are stories are still in my way? What's still, you know, what's still back there in my way? And I came up with a couple. I came up with, you know, I'm lucky that you pay attention to me. And I think that comes from, you know, my father being gone when I was 4, leaving, and me having a conversation that anytime he showed up, I was lucky that he was paying attention to me. And I feel like that colored everything that came after that, right? And really had something to do with the self-worth stuff. And I've been digging into the self-worth stuff since I was 30 and recognizing that my self-worth, you know, we'll call it an index maybe, was low and that I had to work on that. That conversation, that story that I'm telling myself, like, I'm lucky that you pay attention to me. I didn't see that one. I didn't know it was down there. That one, I was like, wow, okay. So even no matter how much self-introspection you've done and how much work you've done and how much personal development you do or whatever, I'm going to be 54. I've been doing this, you know, deep looking since I was 13. My mother was always dragging me to whatever seminar, Landmark Education, this, that, Justin Sterling, Relationship Institute, Dale Carnegie, all these things that I've done in my 50 something years. Good morning, Priscilla. And I still have conversations that I didn't know were there. Also, I recognize that I have this very active conversation about how I can't seem to keep my desk clean. I'm not being successful at getting into the gym 4 days a week. And I am not doing a to-do list every day. And that's one that I'm very much keeping alive for myself because I tell it all the time. So these don't all have to be from the past. This can be something that you tell yourself on the daily. You know, like, I'm tired or I'm not taking care of myself. And then you continue to say that to yourself. I'm not taking care of myself. I'm not drinking enough water. I'm not, okay? So what you tell yourself matters. What you're stuck in from the past matters. All this becomes like a solid brick wall that's keeping you from getting where you want to go. It's keeping you stuck in where you are. The things that you tell yourself are the most important things. Because what you tell yourself makes an energetic field around you, and then that energetic field is your attraction point. So if you're telling yourself shitty stories, be it from the past or the present, you're going to stay stuck here in this realm of being unable to move and not understanding why. Some people are saying affirmations every day and they made new habits and they're, you know, they're really working on themselves and they have these shitty, rotten conversations going on and they don't know it. And that is stopping them and keeping them stuck. Okay, so Lynn's saying the show is a great reminder for her to review her little coffee chat notebook every Saturday morning. If you get a notebook and designate it your coffee chat notebook, every Saturday we tend to talk about something different or we talk about it in a different way. There's always a point that probably will be an aha moment in every show for you. Write that down. And like Lynn Marie's saying, then you can circle back and remember, right? The thing about personal development work and self-development work is you have these aha moments and then you don't have a support system ongoingly that keeps those aha moments fresh and alive for you, which is the whole reason that I get up on Saturday morning and do this show and that Tracy supports me and we do this together every Saturday morning, because I just want to give you that opportunity. I want to keep that conversation open with you. I don't get paid for this show. It's something that I finance. It's my give back. As I said before, I am putting out another book that will be for sale. And a bunch of the profit from that is going to go to my nonprofit, which funds young literacy. And as we start bringing out the book, we'll tell you more about that. And then I am going to start doing virtual live events. And we're going to do them in either over a weekend or one chunk, you know, on a Saturday or a Sunday, and they'll have different topics. And I'm going to limit them to 15 people. I keep having people ask me if I will coach them, and I just don't have the time to coach individual folks. I have a few clients that I've had for many years. Other than that, I think a group thing where we can really get some work done. And some of these things I think I'm going to structure to go over a month's time, right? So we're going to cover something, and then every week we'll meet with you, and then we'll give you some homework and some things to think about. So I'm toying around with all that. We're going to release a schedule probably in the beginning of August that will be for the fall. That will be a schedule that will go from like September until the end of the year. And there'll be a couple of different things, maybe one thing a month in there. again, if you join our mailing list, which we don't sell and we don't use for to give to advertisers or whatever, but you'll find out about all of this. You guys, on the mailing list, you people will be the first people to know anything. So I encourage you that if you're interested in what we're going to do next, that you subscribe to the newsletter. Okay, so get a notebook. Use it for the coffee chat show. Tracy says an old story of hers is my body will attract him to me as if that's all she has to offer. That's an interesting one. Tracy and I are old too, right? So we're young, we're old in years. So those stories, you know, have been around a long time. And her and I have been talking as we're both reading this book and we're discovering like stories that we didn't know existed, right? It's an interesting conversation. So get a notebook, start writing stuff down so that you can dig in. I recommend Kendra Hall's book. I recommend that you go back and watch some past coffee chats. Angie, good morning. And I hope that you guys have a safe Memorial Day weekend. Be careful, be safe, have fun. And we will see you back here next Saturday morning where we'll start talking about how to change those stories and conversations for yourself. So we'll say goodbye to our